Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you know, interesting direction now that gas prices have been going the last few weeks. We've talked to you. Prices have been spiking, but it looks like we are heading towards now a downward trend for prices. What do you think some reasons are for that?
Well, a lot of it is the decline in the price of oil, which has been ongoing over the last week or so. We had seen oil peak at about $85 a barrel. This morning finds oil nearly $10 below that peak. It's $75 a barrel. That has allowed the price of wholesale gasoline to plummet to their lowest level since August, and that's opening the door for a fall in gas prices just ahead of Thanksgiving.
So what do you think overall is contributing to these lower oil prices?
Well, probably several factors. I think first and foremost, the fact that COVID cases are starting to rise in the U.S. and abroad as well. Some countries are reacting by restricting travel, and that is going to have a negative impact on oil demand. Secondly, it does appear that President Biden has coordinated several countries to jump on board of a release of crude oil from strategic reserves, which could flood the market at least temporarily with additional supply of crude oil. And with the COVID cases increasing, maybe have a double effect, essentially. So I think those are the two biggest factors that are pushing prices down. A decline that could span another week or two at the pump.
So where do you think, how far do you think prices will continue to drop in Indiana?
I think it's possible that we could see another 10 to 25 cent drop in the average price here in the coming week. In fact, some stations in Franklin already back under $3 a gallon, led by a Meyer station in Franklin at $2.96. I think we definitely will see more stations in Indianapolis falling back under $3 a gallon. Now, it may not be permanent, but if you don't need gas, avoid filling up because prices will be declining for a good portion of this week.
What advice do you have to people who are traveling in their cars? I mean, a lot of people are flying, but if you're traveling for Thanksgiving, what gas fill-up tips do you have for people?
Shop around. Like I said, there are pockets of prices that are now falling back under $3, especially if you're crossing state lines. Be aware of those falling prices. And if you can't find it cheap, well, you know, look around a little bit. Like I said, east of Indianapolis, prices tend to be a little lower. Prices are a little higher if you're heading to Carmel or Lafayette. Bloomington's a little higher as well. But if you're headed on I-70 through Terre Haute, prices are a little lower. The low prices are really spotty, but they should become more prevalent. I would certainly encourage motorists to find those lower prices via the Google Gas Buddy or Waze app.
All right, and do you see this kind of as a short-lived proposition, or do you think this might be part of a larger trend, depending on what happens?
It could be the start of a larger trend. Now, we'll have to see. Oil prices this morning have been a little bit all over the board at this moment. Barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil still down another 10 cents a barrel this morning. If we get under that $75 a barrel mark, that could trigger a correction and a further decline in the price of oil. So we're really on the edge of our seats today to see if oil prices will somehow stop the decline, or if they decline under $75 a barrel, this could be extended.
All right. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of for now.
All right. He's Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much, and we appreciate your time. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, and you as well.